Welcome to another episode of Taste and See, where we explore the richness of God's Word and how it brings life, purpose, and peace to our everyday lives. I'm Angela Wood, and today we're diving into the theme of the harvest of life, sowing seeds of faith and grace. Just like a farmer carefully plants seeds to yield a harvest, our lives are shaped by the seeds of faith we sow, and the grace of God that waters them. Let's talk about how we can experience a bountiful of harvest, joy, peace, and love. The principle of sowing and reaping. In the Bible, sowing and reaping is a powerful principle. Galatians 6, 7 through 9 says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life." The choices we make today are like seeds for our future. Just like a seed planted in good soil grows and produces a harvest. When we sow seeds of faith, obedience, and trust in God, we can expect a harvest of spiritual fruit. Now, faith is the seed that brings growth and transformation in our lives. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." When we plant the seed of faith in God's promises, we trust that He will bring it to fruition, even when we can't see the outcome yet. Faith is the foundation for the harvest we long for, and when we step out in faith, we invite God's power to move in and through us. But here's the beautiful truth. We don't have to rely on our own strength to see the harvest. See, God's grace is the nourishment that enables our faith to grow. 2 Corinthians 12:9 reminds us, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.' It's by grace that we can endure, grow, and see the fruits of the Spirit in our lives. God's grace meets us where we are, empowers us to keep sowing, and makes our harvest even greater than we could ever imagine." Now, this is a beautiful caption and poem. Faith, as C.S. Lewis beautifully described, is the art of holding on to things in spite of your changing moods and circumstances. It's about standing firm in the promises of God, even when feelings shift and life circumstances seem uncertain. Faith doesn't waver because of fleeting emotions or difficulties. It is the anchor that holds us steady through every storm. Now, this beautiful poem just makes sense. The Steadfast Flame by C.S. Lewis. When the winds of doubt blow fierce and cold, and shadows stretch too long to hold, faith is the light, a steady flame, unmoved, untouched by fleeting shame. It doesn't bow to changing skies or the storms that rise before our eyes. And whispered fears and aching hearts, faith stands its ground and never parts. It's not the strength of how we feel, but trusting in what's true, what's real. A love that endures, a grace that heals, a promise kept no matter how time feels. When moods shift like a restless sea and circumstances disagree, faith still believes, it still endures. For God's word stands and it ensures that what is promised will come true. Through clouds may hide the skies of blue. Hold fast to hope, to love, to grace, and faith will lead you to His embrace. This poem reminds us that faith is not just a feeling, but a deliberate choice to trust in what is eternal. It's about holding on when everything else changes, knowing that God is faithful. Even when our emotions or circumstances might tell us otherwise, faith is the strength to believe, or even when we don't feel like it, because we know, as C.S. Lewis put it, it's an act of holding on. And we know that God is never changing. He is always God. So as we close today, I would like to say a prayer, and then after that we have a recipe. Heavenly Father, thank you for your unfailing love and for the promise of a harvest that comes from sowing seeds of faith. We ask that you strengthen our trust in you, even when the path seems unclear. Lord, may your grace nourish our hearts and empower us to grow in obedience and love. We pray for a harvest of peace, joy, and abundant life in every area of our lives. Help us to sow with a generous heart, knowing that you will bring the increase. And Lord, may you put forth the words that you would have us say, and give us the God confidence that we need in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, here's the recipe for Faith and Grace Harvest Salad. This Faith and Grace Harvest Salad combines simple nourishing ingredients that symbolize the fruits of faith and grace in our lives. It's a refreshing, vibrant dish, just like the harvest that grows when we sow seeds of faith. Ingredients are 2 cups of mixed greens, symbolizing a foundation of faith, 1 cup roasted sweet potatoes, representing patience and growth, 1/2 cup of dried cranberries, symbolizing grace and sweetness, 1/4 cup of chopped walnuts for strength and stability, 1/4 cup of crumbled feta cheese for humility and balance, 1/2 apple thinly sliced, symbolizing new beginnings and hope, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, symbolizing the oil of grace that nourishes, 1 tablespoon of balsamic vinegar for the richness of God's love, salt and pepper to taste. Prepare the base. Start by washing and drying the mixed greens. Place them in a large bowl as the foundation of your faith. Roast the sweet potatoes. Peel and cube the sweet potatoes. Toss them in a little olive oil, salt, and pepper, and roast at 400 for 20 minutes until tender. These represent the patience and time it takes for faith to grow. Lastly, assemble the salad. Once the sweet potatoes are cool, add them to the greens. Add in dried cranberries, walnuts, and crumbled feta, each symbolizing grace, strength, and balance. Add the apple, thinly slice 1/2 apple, and scatter the slices over the salad. This represents new beginnings and the hope we have in Christ. Dress the salad, drizzle the oil and balsamic vinegar over the salad, tossing gently. The olive oil represents grace, and the balsamic vinegar symbolizes the grace of God's love. Season, add salt and pepper to taste, just like how the little trials in life season our growth. Toss everything together and serve as a fresh reminder of the harvest we can expect when we sow faith and grace in our lives. Enjoy this salad with a thankful heart, knowing that each ingredient contributes to a nourishing and fruitful life. Enjoy your Faith and Grace Harvest Salad, blessed with the goodness of faith and abundance of grace. Thank you for tuning in to Taste and See. Remember, the seed you sow today will produce the harvest of tomorrow. Keep planting in faith, trusting God for the growth. Join us again next time, and until then, taste and see that the Lord is good.